This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome in. The Bills lose 38-0. Was it more? That's the right score, right? It's 38.
Oh, you are talking to me.
Yeah, it's 38-0.
I am part of this.
Yes, you are. Kramer.
I was kidding.
Derek Kramer also here. Good evening, everyone. Welcome in. The Bills fall to 0-2 in the preseason. I know a lot of people are probably keeping track of the Bills' records and historical preseason games and trying to, you know, project out what their regular season totals will be based on how they've done in the preseason. I'm kidding, of course. What I'm not kidding about is Derek and I are actually going to go through play-by-play and dissect this game.
I'm just kidding.
Luckily for you guys, we are not going to do that. Obviously, a tough night from the Bills tonight. Anytime you get shut out in the preseason, I guess it's probably not good. The Bills didn't really play any starters in this game. They played one starter, Cole Bishop, and he got burned on the first drive for a touchdown by Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus, yep.
Zacchaeus, okay. I've been working on that all evening, and I still forgot it. I don't know. Where do you want to start, Derek? Do we start with the concerns at safety? Do we want to start with how come it felt like even though the Bears started the game with their starters, both offense and defense, when they brought that second and third team in, the Bills really didn't have many answers in return? You would like to have seen as the level of play or like the level of the quality of player for the Bears sort of go down to more of depth role players, that it would look like less of a mismatch on the field. It didn't. It really kind of felt just like a blowout from start to finish in this game. So we could talk about, I don't know, concerns with what they've got at depth. I think if the Bills have to start all backups, that they might struggle a little bit. But luckily, I don't think that's ever going to happen
again. I don't think that that is a realistic thing. So there's your good news. The only concern I have is that this game film hasn't been burned already.
It is bad.
I'm pretty sure if I'm Sean McDermott, I walk into the middle of the room, I just take a tape symbolizing the game film, and I just light it on fire.
I think, you know, coming from, you know, having played football in my life, after games like this, especially like scrimmages / preseason games, and you go in and you watch the film, unfortunately, Derek, this is not the game that you burn. This is the one you probably watch a few times. If you're Sean McDermott on the way back from Buffalo from Chicago, short flight, mind you. But this one is one where you – I mean, I guess we can start with a couple of positives before we – again, I think we will hit at some point here and probably have some conversations today. But, you know, I'm on with Bulldog tomorrow. I'm in for Jeremy later in the week. And I get the sense that we're probably going to talk a lot about the safety room. And the questions and concerns around the safety room is, you know, should the Bills have tried to do more in this offseason other than bring back DeMar Hamlin, who I think everybody likes very much, but is hoping that he's not in the starting lineup come week one against the Baltimore Ravens. And then Cole Bishop, who once again has missed most of training camp, if basically all of training camp, with an injury, comes in, starts, gets one drive, and gets burned on two plays. You know, I think I was hoping to see a little bit more from Cole Bishop, but I also want to acknowledge that he's missed a lot of time. He just, I think I said it during the halftime show with Sal, I forget who might have said this on Twitter as I was scrolling through, somebody that writes for the Bills, apologize for forgetting, doesn't look like a guy who is walking into a starting lineup here in, you know, 20 days. It's a concern.
It is a concern, and you wanted to see at least some sort of positivity from him. The positive sign from Bishop tonight was he didn't get injured.
That is a positive sign. There's no doubt about it. All right, listen, before we get into some more of this, let's get a quick check of the Skyworks stats of the game, Skyworks Equipment Rental, Building America from the ground up. Altogether, the Bills offensively did nothing. I mean, I'm looking at just – let's go through some of the team things here. Just as a team, each quarterback, 12 of 28, 103 yards, 0 for 8 on third down. Just a putrid offensive performance from top to bottom. Mike White started the game. I know Sal and I talked at halftime. He was sort of like, I don't know how bad Mike White played. They had a tough time protecting him. They did. All in all, though, Frank Gore is maybe the one highlight from this game, and Tyrell Shavers. He had a couple of catches for 29 yards in this game. Frank Gore finished 8 for 51. But, you know, Brandon Bean's on TV with, you know, Greg Olsen, and while they're talking about guys making, you know, kind of some last-ditch efforts to make the bottom of this roster, Frank Gore Jr. fumbles the ball. So, you know, you sort of leave this game and you say, where are the bright spots? I don't know that there's really any offensively, Derek.
Again, I think the bright spot is that players
They scored 0 points, so there's not going to be a bright spot. Yeah, but
players didn't get hurt on offense. There's your bright spot. And I'd say, hey, you know what? Tyrell Shavers looked cool today, even though he only had 2 catches on 3 targets for 29 yards. Tyrell Shavers looked cool today, though.
Yeah, I think we've all really liked Tyrell Shavers really going back to last training camp, where it kind of felt like he did enough to make the 53-man roster last year. He didn't. He makes the practice squad, has a couple of call-ups during the regular season last year. But it feels like more and more the conversation starting to turn to, you know, a guy that didn't play well tonight that I think I was expecting to see more of was Elijah Moore. Didn't really make very many plays, had a couple of drops, one on a screen pass, I think maybe on the first drive where the Bills went 3 and out,
yes.
And then a drop over the middle of the field on the next drive from Mike White that was a catchable ball. I'm not really like panicking on like the bottom half of the wide receiver room. I think everybody sort of knows what you have in Elijah Moore. The guy I'm maybe looking at is Curtis Samuel, and I think I heard coming in this morning or this evening when I was coming in, you guys were on, and maybe I was listening to Chris Brown talk about how Sean McDermott, I don't know if it was this week or before the game, talking about how Curtis Samuel is going to have to start. We're going to see where he's going to be able to do on special teams. That's not a good sign for the player that you signed to an $8 million a year contract the season before, who missed a whole bunch of training camp time last year due to turf toe and really didn't make an impact on the team until later in the season. Really in the playoffs is really the time you saw him start to make any semblance of an impact on the offensive side of the ball. And then today, really started this season, hamstring early in training camp, like Cole Bishop. I think the patience is wearing thin a little bit with Curtis Samuel. I know it's not the probably easiest contract to digest if they want to move on from him, the dead cap money. it's a little bit more palatable if they could find a trade partner. It wouldn't surprise me at all over the next 2 or 3 weeks leading into week one if the Bills swing a trade for Curtis Samuel and make Tyrell Shavers, who I think could be a core special teams player for them, a guy that can go out there and gun on the punt team and be on kickoff and kick return. So, like, he provides some of that special teams value that right now, let's be honest, at this point in his career, I'm not sitting here saying I need to see something on special teams with Curtis Samuel, although that's what the coach is sounding like he's saying. I just don't know that at this point in his career, that's something that Curtis Samuel's really going to buy into. And I genuinely probably wouldn't blame him. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy and frankly give this team an opportunity to evaluate him in an expanded role on offense. And you know, you're starting to see some of these younger players, again, Tyrell Shavers, maybe KJ Hamler makes a push towards the end of this roster. But, you know, you're not going to keep Curtis Samuel. He's not getting to the practice squad. I think you can get Tyrell Shavers. You can probably get KJ Hamler on the practice squad. And I think that makes them, I don't know, a little bit more appealing on the end of this roster than a guy like, say, Curtis Samuel.
And Samuel is a player that, when healthy, he does provide a little bit of a spark. You saw it in the second half of last season. However, if you are a wide receiver 4, 5, 6 on the depth chart, you need to be able to add more than what Curtis Samuel can provide with the injury history right now. And that is, you need to be able to play on some special teams in order to contribute and get your game day jersey, or you might risk being a scratch even if you're not injured. So if that's the case, who knows what you're able to go ahead and continue on with. Shavers is putting together several games again, as well as a good training camp. So this is another opportunity, though, for Shavers to keep going and putting it together and stacking good camp reports with another solid preseason.
We'll see on Tyrell Shavers. We'll talk more about Cole Bishop and the Bills' safeties on the other side. We'll also hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott, who will meet with the media shortly. You're listening to Buffalo Bills postgame show. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, welcome back to Buffalo Bills postgame. I'm Nate Geary alongside Derek Kramer. The Bills fall to the Chicago Bears 38-0 tonight in game two of the 2025 preseason. We are taking your phone calls, I guess, if you'd like to give us a shot at 803-0550 if you're some sort of sicko who's still awake and around after that game and want to talk about it. We're happy to take your calls. Otherwise, Derek and I will just mumble along for the next hour or so and try to break down what was, let's face it, a disappointing blowout loss to the Chicago Bears team they practiced with earlier this week. And, you know, reports from that practice were that the Bills' physicality was really there. I think that probably, Derek, led to the Bills not really playing their starters, feeling like they got what they wanted to get out of the joint practice on Friday. But disappointing performance altogether, both offense, defense, and special teams missed a field goal today. Obviously, the defense giving up 38 points, a bunch on the ground and through the air early in this game. And then offensively, just not really being able to piece together drives, extend drives, 0 for 8 on third down on offense. A bunch of penalties, a couple from Ryan Vandermark early in this game, who was playing at the left tackle position, filling in for Deion Dawkins with the starting offense. And, you know, I'm not sure what I was expecting to see from Mike White. I think we know who he is as a player at this point in his career. I understand that, like, the preseason is when you get to look at these backups, specifically, like, hey, like the quarterback position. It's just, it's hard for me, I guess, to care a little bit about the quarterback position, because if Josh Allen's out, it kind of doesn't matter who their backup quarterback is. The fate of this team's Super Bowl cooked. Hopes and this team being elite, I mean, it all revolves around number 17.
Yeah, you have an MVP quarterback for a reason, and if you lose a starting quarterback that is one of the top players in the league to not exactly, quote, former Colts offensive coordinator Tom Moore, if you lose your starting quarterback, you're bleeped, and we don't practice bleeped. I will not say the exact quote.
Mm, good quote, though.
It's a good quote, though. It's a powerful quote.
You know, I think that I'm not totally sure I even buy there was a true competition for the number two quarterback. I think Mitch Trubisky is making enough money and has a big enough dead cap hit where, I mean, Mike White would have just had to completely outplay him and outclass him from the start of training camp till now. If anything, I'd say it's a pretty head, neck and neck race, with Trubisky probably getting the nod for having more experience. I still think there's a position on this team for Mike White as the emergency third quarterback. But in terms of backup quarterback position, Derek, it kind of feels like tonight summed things up for them. And it's probably Mitch Trubisky moving forward.
Much how last week both quarterbacks played well, both quarterbacks played poorly here tonight. And, you know, that happens. Sometimes it's how everything breaks. I would have rather preferred not to see everything on the television today be dreadful to watch. And unfortunately, we didn't even get the no injuries for the entire team moniker either.
Jordan Hancock goes out with a shoulder injury in this game, who was, I would say, maybe not the lone bright spot of this game, but one of the very few bright spots of this game was Jordan Hancock, who comes in to basically spell Cole Bishop one drive into the game at the safety position. Oh, we've got Bills head coach Sean McDermott live from the podium.
Whoever it is, we expect them to perform, and we expect our level of performance to be much better than that. So you just break it down, you know, line of scrimmage. We didn't win the line of scrimmage. Fundamentally, we weren't good enough. Too many penalties. You know, we get out there and, you know, playing against their ones, you know, we expect to compete with them. And that wasn't the case early. And then our twos, our twos then who were out there competing against their twos and our threes against their threes, it didn't get much better. So, you know, we got to look at it, figure some things out and you know, evaluate some of the guys as well and see, you know, where we stand there and a lot of work to get done this week as we move forward here. So I thought we made some momentum, had some momentum coming off that practice, which I thought was a good practice for us. Tonight, however, not even close. So we go back and head back tonight and get back to Buffalo and have a good week of practice coming up.
Did you feel like you accomplished enough at that joint practice that you didn't need to see most of your starters tonight?
I felt like we had moved in the right direction, you know, holistically coming out of that practice. And it's not that they still don't need work, they do. But tonight was a chance for us to also evaluate some of the other players on our roster, and doing so also hope to keep some of our starters healthy as well. So, you know, so was looking forward to seeing some guys with the opportunity tonight step up, and I didn't sense that as much as I'd hoped.
Cole Bishop did play a little bit there. Couldn't tell. It looked like the first touchdown might have been on him. Are you concerned at this point, John, that because of the time he's missed, plus, you know, last year, he was supposed to be a starter, we think, for you. Are you at all concerned at this point?
I'm concerned about a lot of things coming off of tonight, really, Sal. So, you know, we've got to look at the film and really just see who we have, who can help us, what we may need, and then also things that we can just do better execution-wise, fundamentally, those things. So there's a lot that needs to get cleaned up.
What did you see from Cole, obviously limited the last couple of practices leading into this game, in the two practices, and then what you saw out there today?
Yeah, I mean, it was limited because he's been on a managed rep count, so I think he had like three or four plays a period, and then maybe again this past in the practice the other day, and then tonight. So with that, I wanted to get him some more reps. He needs more experience. He needs more reps. That's where you work out some of these things, and that's how you build the callousness, and comes from experience. So there's nothing more important for him than the experience that he got tonight, and then moving forward. But even tonight, he was on a rep count of roughly 10 to 12 plays there. I think that's about what he had.
Same for Palmer. The reason why he played was because he hadn't played. He just hasn't had any
reps. Yes. And he's new. He's new to us, and continuing to get him more and more experience with our system, and more and more build his endurance a little bit up too, coming off the injury that he's been dealing with as well. So
I know it's tough before you get to watch the film, but whether it be the rush up front or the secondary, what did you feel like was the bigger issue in terms of what you guys were giving up in the passing game?
Yeah, I mean, you name it. You know, it starts up front, like everything does. You know, you want to win a game, you gotta win the trenches. And you know, we had a hard time stopping the run. We had a hard time stopping the pass. Those two work together, the rush and the coverage, as you've heard me say, you know, over and over again. And the quarterback cannot go in the first drive of the game unaffected. And he was in a rhythm right away. And that's now you're dealing with it. I mean, the quarterback rating at the end of the game says it all. Right, so I think theirs was one over 100, and ours was right around 55, 56. So there's the game right there.
Since you got to play with the starters last week, Mike didn't get that chance. Kind of odds were stacked against him a little bit because of that, Sean, that situation.
I mean, you want to be as even as possible, right? Same players, all that type of stuff. It's not always possible to do it the way you want it to. We tried to give him about equal playing time. You know, Mitch had a half, had the first half last week. Mike had it this week, and so we evaluate the best we can off of those performances, and we move forward.
John, it looked like tackling was an issue a couple different times throughout the game. How much does that? Because that didn't seem. That seems like an effort type thing. How much is that stuff bothering you?
Yeah. Well. You know, effort, I don't feel like it was effort, but when you lose the way we did, it was probably a little bit of everything. And tackling, you know, I mentioned you may not have been in here, Josh, but fundamentally, we got out fundamental. You throw, you catch. You get off blocks, you tackle. So, you know, we've got to make sure we go back to the fundamentals of the game, and can't all be about scheme and this and that. It's about who can go out and win the one-on-ones, who's going to tackle, who's going to get off blocks. You know, that's where the game starts, really. So.
And Cap was a shoulder, they said?
Yes.
Was announced any word on what that could be?
I have not followed up. I have not heard from Nate yet. So.
What did you think about his performance, you know, second preseason game while he was in there, Jordan, that is?
You know, he grew a little bit and unfortunately got hurt. So, and these guys, these young guys, you know, they're all learning. You look out there and you got, you know, TJ out there and getting some good reps, Deion getting some good reps, Landon getting some good reps, Styles in his second year. I mean, so there's some quite a bit of youth out there, and these guys are wet behind the ears, and they need time. We didn't plan on playing TJ and Deion that long into the third quarter, but we came out and wanted to get them some more reps, and that experience is good for them, you know. So, you know, we're trying to see who can play up with the varsity, if you will, and who can help us. So that's part of the evaluation from tonight. Thank you.
All right, that is Bills head coach Sean McDermott, and Sean McDermott's coach's podium is presented by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Before we take a timeout, get an update on the other side, let's go to the phone to get connected with our fans, or as now I'm going to call them, our resident sickos, who are calling at 11:45 after preseason game number two. I love it, Ryan from West Seneca. Thanks for joining us here with Nate and Derek. Good evening.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you taking the call. I'm just calling because I feel like I'm speaking for all Bills Nation. I heard Sal mention it. What's your guys' thoughts on the safety position? Cole Bishop, I mean, didn't look great tonight, obviously. And what have you guys seen of Derek Forrest? I thought he was a sneaky acquisition. I haven't heard much of him since the start of training camp.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ryan. He really hasn't done enough to warrant time with the ones, frankly, the twos right now. I mean, but right now, Cam Lewis is probably in a position right now where he is neck and neck with a Cole Bishop because of the amount of time he's been playing. But listen, DeMar Hamlin started a lot of games for this team. I think more than anything, on top of him starting a lot of games for this team, Derek, he's played a lot with Taylor Rapp. And I think that that's probably the one thing that, if you were to talk about something that's frustrating, if you're Sean McDermott, it's that Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp, who you want to be your two starting safeties, simply don't have a lot of time on task together. That's really how important the preseason, but Burtley training camp is. When you're talking about missing valuable reps, it's understanding, you know, where a guy's going to be on a specific coverage. They do a lot of disguising, and it takes a lot of communication pre and post snap for those guys to be in the right place at the right time. And not having those reps is hurting Cole Bishop's ability to be trusted and be relied upon to be out there. But, you know, I think all of us agree that they needed to leave last season and go into this offseason having upgraded from DeMar Hamlin. And I felt like they felt they had that solution in-house. And so far, it has not gone to plan. It doesn't mean it won't go to plan. And maybe we're overreacting and it's still only week two of the preseason and Cole Bishop can really turn things around and blah, 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 blah. But I think so far it's a concern, because I think what a lot of people's concerns are right now is that they're going to go into the season with the same safety group that everybody agreed last year they had to upgrade from at the end of last season. But in terms of Derek Forrest, I just don't see him as a guy right now that's really pressing to make the 53-man roster. Jordan Hancock got a lot of looks today with the second-team defense coming in place of Cole Bishop. No Cam Lewis. He got injured earlier this week, didn't play tonight. But listen, Cam Lewis is a lock to make this roster. I don't know that they necessarily are going to put him in over DeMar Hamlin. I think they probably trust DeMar Hamlin, even though there are, you know, deficiencies in his game and athleticism. But I think they trust that he's going to be in the right place at the right time.
And I do think that there is an interesting trend about this. And thanks for the call, by the way. But this is the second time that you see a Bills safety signed in the offseason that has promise. Last year it was Mike Edwards. This year it's Derek Forrest, who is not even close to
not
cracking.
Even really. And in fairness to Mike Edwards last year, right away, the injury just never really allowed him to get time out. But that's how important this organization believes practice time for the safety position is.
Yes.
He didn't even really get a look because of the offseason injury that never really allowed him to get on the field during OTAs and mandatory minicamp and then going into training camp. A guy that can't get time back there is a guy that they just can't trust. And I think right now we're everybody's asking the right questions, both as a fan base, but the media as well. I mean, you heard the questions directly about Cole Bishop, and you didn't really hear answers that directly, you know, addressed it. And I think that's probably for a reason. But I think everyone's biggest question right now is Cole Bishop up to the task? And if not, what's the break glass in case of emergency? Because I don't think the move can be, well, they're just going to go back to what they had last year.
And when we were last on a show together, it was the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why we were getting a little geeky about, hey, Malachi Starks is falling right now. Could he actually end up with the Bills? It got a little more enticing because they didn't do much at the safety position. Like you said, they think they have these answers in-house. I hope everything is perfectly fine by the regular season because there's not a lot of hope coming from the safety position right now. It was already the biggest question mark that they had, and it will remain so through the season.
All right, let's take one more phone call before we take a timeout. Scott in Rochester, you're on with Nate and Derek. Good evening to you.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Shavers, how long has he been on the team?
I think this is his third season.
So, I hear that he's doing really good. I just wondered why, you know, he hasn't made the team, the 53, before possibly this year making it.
Well, I know, thanks for the call, Scott. Last year, I mean, he was right there. He was one of the first guys outside of the cut. Him, Daquan Hardy, a couple of these guys, undrafted player. But if you look at the history and the sort of progress that a Tyrell Shavers has made coming from college, I think it was San Diego State, but came in as literally one of the top players, not just at his position, one of the top players in his draft, in his senior year going into college, was an Alabama recruit with the likes of like Amon-Ra St. Brown, like a lot of big names out of high school. His I think it was Devontae Smith's year too. Like there were names that he was ahead of that are perennial number one wide receivers in the NFL now. So he's got the pedigree. He had a really strong training camp last year. It just was a numbers game. And I think right now he's doing just about everything he can to push a guy like Curtis Samuel off the roster. Again, like Cole Bishop, who just can't stay healthy. Let's take a timeout on the other side. We'll talk more Tyrell Shavers. We'll talk more about the safeties room and the wide receiver room as well. This is Buffalo Bills postgame. This is Buffalo Bills football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, welcome back to Buffalo Bills postgame show here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer. While we cheer on the Bills, a crisis is happening at home. Niagara Gospel Mission lost all of their refrigeration and all the food they use to feed those in need. Help replace lost meals today. Visit niagaragospelmission.org or call 716-205-8805. We're going to take another time out because we're at the top of the hour. When we come back, we'll get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store to check out the latest deals there. I'm Nate Geary. That's Derek Kramer. This is Buffalo Bills football. All right, welcome back to Buffalo Bills postgame. This is Nate Geary. That is Derek Kramer here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Before we get back to the phones, get connected with our fans, let's get an eye on the quarterback. It's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. Not a whole lot of highlights on the quarterback room for the Buffalo Bills. They combined 12 of 28 for 103 yards, just an average of 4.3 yards per attempt in this game. Two sacks given up as well in this game, and a combined 55.7 QB rating, passer rating in this game from Trubisky, Mike White, who started the game, and Shane Bichelle, who ended it. Poo-poo. Not a good... Yeah, not good.
And that's your eye on the quarterback.
Yeah, that's your eye on the quarterback. Let's get connected with our fans, and it's powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store to check out the latest deals, and let's go to Nick in Rochester. Nick, you're on the postgame show. Good evening, Nick.
Hello, gentlemen. Horrible game. Unfortunately, here's what I got to say. So I think the best player the Bills had today was actually the punter, which kind of says all you need to say about this game. Second best player they had was Frank Gore Jr., but of course he fumbled, so he didn't really do that well either. I think if Rapp gets injured, we are absolutely screwed at the safety position this year. And one last final point, McDermott still doesn't know how to use his challenges. I don't know if he's just going on vibes or what he's doing, especially with that second challenge. It was really atrocious seeing that played back. So I don't know why he hasn't either changed his process when it comes to challenges and timeouts, but that is something that still is concerning to me this late in his career.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Nick. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think a lot, too, in the preseason, it's just, hey, let's just take an extra look. We don't really care too much.
I think it's just to have the process tried out. The first one was he needed to actually throw that one because somehow they called a not catch a catch, which was perfect for, you know, yeah, no, throw the flag. After there was already a lengthy review on, hey, is this a first down? No. Is it a catch? Also no. That was 10 minutes of our lives that we could not get back.
That's a fact. Let's go hear the man of the hour. We've been talking about Cole Bishop all night, so let's go to the locker room and hear from Bills safety Cole Bishop. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
Cole Bishop.
Sean told us before the joint practice you were going to be limited at joint. Were you surprised how much you ended up playing then? It was
no, I had a pretty, I mean, I had a pretty good idea. Limited was like a couple less reps than normal.
Yeah.
But like I knew that going in, so I was happy with it.
Touchdown play. Can you kind of take me through what you saw from your perspective and how they were able to pull it off?
Yeah, obviously got to see it on film. Could have tighter coverage and everything like that, but just got to see it on film.
I apologize. I just walked over. Did you know how much you were going to play tonight? Like, was it a given amount?
Yes and no. Obviously, there's always an idea before the game, but once the game starts, things change. So,
How did you think that you meshed a little bit there with Damar? Obviously, you've had some time with Taylor. Everything, you guys have to work in sync, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. Damar's my guy. Taylor's my guy. We all play together very well, in my opinion. I mean, me and Damar, last game we played together was in Kansas City, so we were talking about that before the game, how funny that was a little bit. But yeah, felt good.
What did you see from Jordan, just from your perspective on the sideline, what he was able to do before he got hurt?
Yeah, making a lot of plays, flying around. He plays free. Obviously, you got to watch the film and everything to see that. I know his hit that he got hurt on was a great tackle. It sucks that that happened. I don't know the details, so hopefully he's all right.
It was just shoulder, reportedly, okay. so better than
he's
head.
All right, yep, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Not what you want to put on film as a defense or as a team, so it is preseason. How do you go from here, make sure it doesn't happen next week?
Yeah, kind of like you said, not what you want to put on film, but we have to learn from the film. So go to meetings this week, try to learn as much as we can from what we need to improve on, and just come back stronger.
How much has the injuries just kind of put you kind of behind the eight ball a little bit?
I wouldn't say behind the eight ball necessarily. Obviously, don't want to be out, but doing everything I could have while I was hurt. I mean, in rehab as much as I could, doing walkthroughs with my coaches, me and Rap doing extra work. So just trying to not fall behind at all.
How are you feeling now? Last season when you started playing for a couple weeks in a row, how much is it, though, to kind of build the momentum of the reps and the snaps when you get to play a couple games going as well?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's very important. I'm glad I got to play today. Just kind of, like you said, trying to get as many reps as you can so that when we go into the season, we're feeling good.
How are you feeling now, Cole? How are you doing?
Good. Feeling good. Quad feels good. Today's the most action I've gotten, so felt good.
All right, that is Bills safety, Cole Bishop. And again, it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. A reminder that TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence is here to help intercept your heating bills. Keep listening to WGR 550 this football season to find out how you can win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. Going to take a timeout on the other side. We'll continue getting your phone calls at 803-0550. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Back to pass, fires down the right sideline, and it's caught. A completion to Tyrell Shavers.
Chris Brown on the call, one of the very few highlights from this game. Bills wide receiver Tyrell Shavers, two catches in this game, two big ones. In the context of a 38-0 blowout, big, I guess, is a relative term. But, neither here nor there.
It was big because it was the only competition they had for yards against Bears points in the first half.
Yeah.
Until a Wilkerson reception finally got them over 23 yards of total offense.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy one today. All right, time now to get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon, get to your local Verizon store to check out the latest deals. Let's go to Bill in East Aurora. Bill, you're on the post-game show, and good evening, or I should say good morning to you, Bill.
Hey, guys. I don't take much out of this game. When week one rolls around, they're going to score 30 points. Whatever the defense does is whatever the defense does. But what drives me nuts is that Josh Allen is 29 years old. And we continue to have this conversation with McDermott, now entering his ninth season, about how these players are young. And we can't expect things out of young players earlier in their career. And you can go back and look at last year's draft class and the draft class before that. You have really got two bona fide starters and a couple of role players out of the draft. If we can't turn draft picks to become successful starters within two seasons, what are we doing? Because Josh Allen's not getting any younger. And the whole idea of saving assets that are first-round picks at the end of the first round, why are we not doing things to immediately improve the roster? Yes, I know that there are salary cap issues, but you can't tell me that playing safety on this team is like requiring brain surgery. It's a joke. They've never been able to find somebody to replace Hayden Poyer. It can't be that difficult. At some point, you have to modify your system to get the players that you have or the players that you bring in to work for it, not the other way around. And that's on coaching. And if it's not on coaching, it's on roster alignment between the coach and the general manager to find and develop players that can play in your system defensively within 2 years. I mean, the defensive line is a joke. Dwayne Carter, what does he do? And all of these new high-priced picks that they brought in this year, sure, they may do something. But if we know anything about the trajectory of how they develop players, they're a two-year process. That's not going to help us when Josh Allen's 31. We need to start winning now and prioritizing things now. That's all I've got, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bill. You know, I get it, but at the same time, if you're telling me that there's a two-year window for these guys, Dwayne Carter's gotten 1 year. So I think we'll see more of what Dwayne Carter can be in the NFL. So
even Cole Bishop.
This is year two. Right. This is in a very important year. Let's go to the locker room. Let's hear from Bills wide receiver Tyrell Shavers. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
Obviously not what you guys as an offense want to put on film, but you know, how do you go from here to make sure that doesn't happen again next week?
We just got to go look at the film, be honest with ourselves, honestly, be honest with each other, and just make progress. Take a step forward. Don't let what happened again this week happen again. We got to just be better as offense, communication-wise, execution-wise, all around, just to be better.
First, the catch, the back shoulder fade a little bit. Take me through that. Was that something you guys called right there? What'd you see when after the snap?
I just beat him off the line really fast, and I knew the quarterback would give me a chance given that it was press coverage. So just being ready to get my eyes around and then being able to adjust to the ball.
Taking back to Friday, the joint practice, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen people scream for a gunner and the, you know, kind of the, you guys are doing the punt drill there. How cool was that for you? And you beat two guys off the line.
Yeah, that was amazing to me, especially to hear all the guys on my side. I meant to turn around and celebrate with them, but I was so in the moment and turned up. I just kept going and then flexed down the field. But that was great. That was definitely great.
Do you think this team was a little bit tired after 4 days here or tonight?
Maybe so, but it's no excuse. It's no excuse at all. We got to come out here. We knew what we were coming out here to do, play football. We just didn't execute today. So we just got to go look at the film and get better really fast.
All right, that is Bills wide receiver Tyrell Shavers. We're going to take a timeout, wrap things up on the other side. We'll hear from Bills punter Brad Robbins after the game as well. You're listening to Buffalo Bills postgame. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. All right, welcome back to our final segment here on Buffalo Bills postgame. I'm Nate Geary. Let's go live to the locker room and hear from Bills punter Brad Robbins, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
This whole offseason, I'd like to be a lot better, like, directionally, right? I think I did well. I hit the ball down the field. But I think what's big is, you know, having a large net, at the end of the day. I don't think we netted as much as I would like to have. And like I said, it's just like in those got-to-have-it situations, capitalizing, right? Where I would like to improve is like, hey, I'd like to get the ball closer to the sideline, give our guys an opportunity to cover. Question was what I did well, and I said, here's all the things I didn't do well. So what I did well there, it's just like, I don't know, thinking about it, you know, having a really good long snapper and a really good core for protection gives me the confidence back there to just like relax, right, and trust my process. So I think Coach Tabes is doing a great job with our guys as far as protection goes. Reed obviously is like the vet of everybody's dreams, gives me great snaps every single time. But yeah, it's all just about, in my mind, like I spent this whole off season and once I got hurt on changing my game. The knock on me was like, hey, this guy doesn't have a big leg, he can't figure it out, is kind of what I heard. And now it's like, okay, so how can I change my game to like the modern day punter? And as I've mentioned it many times before, it's like my goal isn't to just make a, like I have goals to lead the NFL, and I also have goals to lead the NFL net, right? So I think we're building in the right direction, and like I said, things I can get better at is like, hey, let's really hone in our direction here and allow our guys to cover and use Sammy sideline. Sammy sideline never misses a tackle, so the closer you get the ball to the sideline, the better it is for our team.
All right, that is Bills punter Brad Robbins again following tonight's 38-0 loss
to the Chicago Bears. That's going to do it for me back here in our Amherst studios. Tomorrow, locally on WGR Sports Radio 550, 6 a.m. sharp, Jeremy and Joe will take things over with reaction, and I will be filling in for Mike Shoup tomorrow. We're first open the Bulldogs, so I'll be in with Bulldog tomorrow afternoon. I'm Nate Geary. Thanks to Tanner, and thanks to Derek for hanging out here. This is the Buffalo Bills postgame show, and this is Buffalo Bills football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.